Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Delhi mob. Welcome back to your yarning circle of Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS National Radio Service. Have your say and yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text a brother, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Yeah, don't forget, Saturday 14th, the referendum. We go to the polls and have our vote, yes or no, in regarding a voice to Parliament. So, yeah, do that here in Cairns. You can go down to the Raintree Shopping Centre and they're doing the votes now. You can go to the polls now and do your vote, is what I'm saying. So check that out. But all ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say. Maybe you want to talk about the voice to Parliament. Maybe you want to talk about what's happening with your mob, with your clan, with your organisation. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong with the ball you're on. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and a one-hour program across the nation thanks to NERS, and a big shout-out to the First Nation radio station across this deadly country of ours. Speaking of the voice to Parliament, voice information released in 30 First Nations languages. First Nations people whose first language is not English will be able to hear information about the voice in their own language as the Uluru Dialogue release translated information about the voice in 30 First Nation languages. With that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Sister Pat Anderson, AO, co-chair Uluru Statement. On the line, we have Annie Pat. Good morning, Annie Pat. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Trevor.
How you going, sister?
I'm good, darling. And you?
Good. I'm well. Where are you based at the moment?
Well, I'm actually in Brisbane.
Okay.
My country is Dadaoo country, and I grew up and on Larrakia country in Darwin.
Beautiful. Yeah, beautiful footprint. Got family up there, so thank you very much. So my sister, talking about the voice information released in 30 First Nations languages, this has got to be a great thing. This is communicating with our mob and community, especially our elders, as stated. First languages is not English for some of our people. So this is a great thing for communication with our mob, Auntie.
Yeah. They also, if people go onto our site, ulurustatement.org, it's the Uluru Statement itself is translated into 22 First Nations languages and 61 other languages for people who don't, who English isn't their first language.
Good. So this has been out for a while in regard to voice of information?
No, Trevor.
Yes.
The current translations that we're talking about now, and I can actually read that to you so the listeners can hear that.
Okay.
That was distributed last week, and they're audio recordings of 24 different first languages, and they can be downloaded at any time.
Good. Thank you very much.
So we're sending them out. They went out last week.
Yes.
So we're gonna vote, as every listeners will know, cast a ballot on the 14th. So people can listen to them, at their leisure.
Okay, lovely, fantastic. Look, it's a bit of late than never. Some people have said that grassroots people, community, will miss out in regarding, don't know what's going on. But look, this is fantastic. We are communicating with our mob, and that's what we're doing, having all the information at front and centre, so mob can have a confirmed decision which way they vote, because they've got all the information, got the facts, yes?
Absolutely. You know, our concern, the Uluru Dialogue campaign team that Megan Davis and I set up seven years ago now, after we left Uluru. That's what we've been doing, to be educating people as much as we can over this whole period. And our purpose is that so when people get into that polling booth, you know, by themselves.
Yes.
On the 14th, that Saturday, that they...
fully equipped. They got the information.
Make an informed decision.
Informed decision,
brother.
Yeah.
Indeed. That's
so whether yes or no, that's what I'm saying. Just give the people the right information, then they decide which way they want to go with the information, the fact. Yes.
Yeah, we don't tell people how to vote. We give them the information to make an informed decision.
Lovely, beautiful. So this is out and about now, so they can go to your webpage, is that right?
Webpage or to uhurustatement.org.
Mm-hmm.
We send it out to all of the community, a whole lot of First Nations community radio, because it's audio.
Yes.
Audio.
Yes.
So people can download it easily and share it and what have, and play it right up until, you know, till they go to vote on the 14th. Cast the ballot, rather.
Too deadly. The process there, Auntie Pat, can you just explain that? Were you yarning with the mayors of the communities or the elders, and who helped you translate into language?
Yeah. We used a whole lot of translation services across Queensland, Western Australia, and the Northern Territory to translate about the referendum and the voice. So that's gone out to all to as many of those community radios, like your one, Trevor.
Yes, yes.
Across the country, and it's, you know, people know that presenters of those places will know that is received. Yeah. They should have received it last Friday.
Lovely. All right. Well, so we're equipped, so we can help communicate or transform that out there to the mob. And thank you for your yarn, my sister. Yeah, so 14th October, that is the date. We all go to the booth box. It's either yes or no, full words, yes or no, and we'll find out what happens thereafter, where we stand in regarding voice to Parliament.
Yes, Trevor, you've got it in a nutshell.
Honey Pat, good yarning with you.
Okay, Dale.
Thank you. Take care.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Dilly Yarndeth, Auntie Pat Anderson, AO, co-chair, Uluru Statement, voice information released in 30 First Nation languages. So they're doing their bit in regard to communicating with our mob and community, grassroots level, and putting the information, voice information, in language. And as she stated, not pushing people yes or no in regard to that, just giving them the facts, the right information, so they can make informed and decisions in regarding which way they go. That's what it's all about. Communication is the key. So have your say, Jan Armstrong, add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Mikamana, that's King Stingray here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Yarn Up with Bullion, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumper Brick Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn Up Strong, your mob, too deadly. Now, a huge number of Australians who have a severe or complex mental illness are getting absolutely no community support for their condition, warns the key not-for-profit Mental Illness Fellowship of Australia. I'm going to catch up with Jan now with CEO, National CEO, Tony Stevenson. who says the neglect of people with mental illness in Australia is on a huge scale, highlighting that thousands and thousands of Australians are currently ending up in hospitals and emergency departments because they simply don't know where else to go. We do have Tony on the line. Tony, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor. I'm very well, thank you.
Good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Tony?
I'm in Brisbane, actually.
Brisbane, all right. So when we talk about COVID-19, a pandemic, in actual fact, mental disease, mental illness is a pandemic, is it not?
Oh, I don't know that I'd... Yeah, look, it's certainly an issue that affects everyone across the world, that's for sure.
Yeah. For sure, yeah. So you're talking here, huge numbers of Australians who have severe or complex mental illness are getting absolutely no community support. So where are we at with this? What do we need to do? Shed some light, please, Tony.
Yes. So basically we need more community support services available in a community level, just to help people, live a good life in the community and not to escalate their mental health so that they have to go to emergency. So it's just good support in the community is what we need, and we need governments to invest more in those services.
And it's a team effort. When you're speaking to somebody, we don't know, it hasn't got a bandage around their head or anything, that if they've got mental illness. So we all need to be open-minded in our heart as well as our spirit, and their mind when we're conversing with people. Exactly. How can we, as the people in the community, how can we support? You there, Tony?
Yeah, sorry, mate, are you recording at the moment? Or
we're live here. We're talking on air. Yeah, yep.
Yes, okay. It just dropped out. I'm very sorry, and I apologise to
listeners. All good. I'm just saying, in regard to where's the average punter on the streets, and we don't know, we can't see who's got mental illness. There's not a bandage around the head, so to speak.
There's not a bandage, exactly.
So how do we help? How can we help? How can we talk? Who can we direct people to for support? Or family members, of course, are front and centre most of the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's about communication, isn't it?
It is indeed, Trevor. And look, I think we're the best judge for ourselves most of the time, how we're feeling and whether we're travelling well or not. Mm. So I think the message is for Mental Health Week, we have to really take note of our own mental health and reach out and get help when we feel as though we're not coping. But look, for our family and friends and people that we love and care for, we can tell when they're not that great too. And that's the time to have a chat and suggest that people do get in touch with their medical centre or GP. Just reach out. You don't have to know what's going on. Mm. You don't have to think this is, a really bad mental health condition. Mm. You just have to reach out and have a chat and see what can be done just to improve things in your life that you're concerned about.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Do you feel as though the government should be doing a lot more in regarding... if not mental shops, mental medical centres degree. Yep.
Yes. Look, we acknowledge what the government's doing, rolling out a range of new head-to-health centres and so on, but they're neglecting the needs of people with severe and complex mental illness.
Okay.
Conditions like schizophrenia and psychosis, that's where we need more support in the community so that people can live with their family and friends in their community to stay well for longer and avoid an escalation of their mental health, which, will result in, having to go to hospital because that's the only option if we don't have the support in the community.
Okay, so straight from having a mental attack, so to speak, they'd go straight to hospital. There's no sort of shops in between.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly, because there's no support there to help them deal with their mental health as it's starting to deteriorate.
Mm.
But if we've got the support in the community, we can see how people are going, and when they become unwell, we can provide more support, and we can really prevent people from escalating into having to go to hospital.
And Tony, you've been the CEO, National Mental Illness Fellowship of Australia.
Yes.
How's your communication with government, and who do you talk to? Is that the health minister? Where are your conversations at?
Yes, we do. We talk to the health minister and the assistant minister for mental health,
mm-hmm.
And all also the Minister for the NDIS. That's Bill Shorten.
Okay.
So yeah, we have good conversations, and they do understand that there is a need.
Okay.
But we just need governments to act more quickly about this.
Mm.
Get on the front foot. You know, at the moment they're doing more analysis and more assessment of need.
Sure.
But I think we're pretty confident about where the needs are. We need to get some services on the ground now, and as we understand where the needs are, we can get more services later. But look, we really need to get some action happening now.
Exactly. So you're talking about government stop the research. We've got the information here. This is where we need the support. Money is the tool. Put money into it, and let's fix the problem, is what you're saying, Tony.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's costing governments a lot more because hospitals are very expensive to run. And if people are in a crisis and they're just turning up at emergency, hospitals can't plan for that.
Sure.
And they may not have beds available. People are at risk of homelessness if they lose contact with their families.
Mm.
So there are many areas that government is sort of having to respond to and spend a lot of money on. They could invest more in the community support, keep people well, living in the community with the support of their family and friends, and that will actually save the government money.
Yeah, there you go. So it's not an expense, it's an investment, isn't it?
No, that's right. It'll actually save money in the long run. And people will have a much better quality of life as
well. Yeah, beautiful. Well, thank you for your yarn, my friend. Thank you very much, Tony. Look, have a great day. Keep smiling, and we'll yarn soon, Tony.
Thanks again, Trevor. Appreciate your support too. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Billy Yarn there. That's Tony Stevenson, a national CEO of Mental Illness Fellowship of Australia. And talking about a huge number of Australians who have a severe or complex mental illness are getting absolute no community support for their condition. So warns the key not-for-profit Mental Illness Fellowship of Australia. So the neglect people will with mental illness in Australia is on a huge scale, highlighting that thousands and thousands of Australians are currently ending up in hospitals and emergency departments because they simply don't know where else to go. So we need something in between, so to speak. There it is. Have your say. Yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Thinking about your body next to mine. Butterflies gonna keep on flying. You're too messed up to remember. Hey, you mob. It's Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turb, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
store. My heart full of pain and gore. I spread my wings and I start to fly. I fell from the stars and I touched the sky. But they ain't never told you the story. My heart full of pain and gore.
I can never let it go. I can never let them down. Hear the spirit of my flow. Yeah, I know they're still around when they talk to me like, what you doing with your life? Hold that head up high. And when the time come, I'll be there rolling with the pride of a lion. And I never let another man tell me who I am. Never cared to break bread with the liars. I'm well aware that they're dead, but I'm flying high by them.
I spread my wings and I start to fly. I fell from the sky till I touched the sky. But they ain't never told you the story. My heart full of pain and gore. I spread my wings and I start to fly. I fell from the sky till I touched the sky. But they ain't never told you the story. My heart full of pain and gore. This world that we hold is treasure and gold.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Rapper Talk, it's your boy MSP, Ekole. I ask that for worry, worry be long island kese ni. Ekole take me go.
Two Deadly Mob, welcome back to your daily program. Hope you're having a deadly day. And it's they say happiness and success are just a decision away. So if you're having a bad day, then make a decision. I'm going to have a good day from here on in. And there you go. This is Trendy Trev here. Murray from the Curry. Trevor Tim, I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindji country. BBM Bumber Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text a brother if you're feeling shy. Yeah, you're not shy, you mob, don't act. And the text number is 045-714-0550. Don't forget our Facebook page of BBM 987 FM. All right, Two Deadly. I'm excited to have a yarn there, next brother. And we're talking Jungaji, and he's, that's his cultural name. Troy Brady is the man I want to talk to. And we're talking about the journey and what he's doing. He's here for Shine on Gimoy, performing here in Cairns on the Esplanade tomorrow night, Saturday. So whatever your mob got on, cancel it and attend that. But with that, let's talk to the brother. And a very good morning. Jungaji, how are you?
I'm good.
Jungaji.
Your way.
Yeah, my brother.
Big wanjara to all the deadly listeners around this beautiful country. Yes. Of ours. I'm ecstatic to be up here. It's a busy, busy time for the Bummer and the community as a whole up here, with things happening over Yarrabah too, but yes, also the Shine on Gimoy.
Shine on Gimoy, and you're here for that that event. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yo, I'm a Gugu Yalanji, Birigubba Bummer. From up this way, but also Birigubba people from around the Proserpine Bowen regions. My historical ties, Sherberg War, been to Palm Island, raised in Inala, southwest of Brisbane. I'm a multidisciplinary artist. I do a bit of theatre, do a bit of music, do a bit of visual arts.
And life is great, brother, living life to the fullest.
Life is okay. There's been, as there are ups, there are downs for our mob. But I find that the way that we respond to, those things that characterise us as black fellas.
Well, true, exactly. And the old saying, it's not what happens to you in life, it's how you respond to it.
Absolutely, absolutely.
We've got to bounce back. We're warriors, brothers, aren't we?
Yeah, man. It's for me, it's sitting around that old fire, but also coexisting with the fire that we, can sometimes be compromised by, the decisions that we make that, has impacts on our families.
Exactly, brother. So I got two of your songs coming up, a Waka Waka Woman and Pulboro Man. So give us a bit of background on Jungaji in regarding Waka Waka Woman.
Let's Waka Waka Woman, that's a song that I wrote up here at Greenslash. I don't know if you've been around there to them Bradys.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, big shout out to Uncle Graham and Honey Jazz. I was only over there having a cuppa.
Okay.
I wrote that Uncle Stevie Hart from Sherberg, your deadly old Golden Glove Blocks back in the day, but also a singer-songwriter prolifically.
Okay.
Meaning was sitting at the back under the mango tree, and he showed me a song, and I was like, man, that speaks volumes to me. And it's just manifested over the years, and it's took on its own journey. And I think 8 years later, the song that you'll be hearing soon is a product of all those early musical exchanges and stuff. And it's a song that celebrates our matriarchs within our communities.
Yes.
And particularly our mothers, our sisters, and just finding value in just nurturing and I think centralizing us.
Yeah, no, fantastic. So that's Waka Waka Woman you're
talking about. Waka Waka Woman, yes.
Yeah, good, brother. So with that, let's have the daily listeners have a listen. Let's come back and yarn, my brother. Stay tuned. National Talk Black. Here's Waka Waka Woman from Jungaji. Do you listen?
Walk from my shame. quiet heart, you radiate the light. We'll bring the rain, love and light. Western winds tall, all the same old. There's food in all kinds of walls to play. Caught your eye, it's bright but there it leaves.
Waka Waka Woman, Junga G, and Junga G is here with me in the studio. My brother, beautiful track.
Thank you so much. What a pleasure to be back here. The last time I was here, probably about eight years ago or something, it was all downstairs.
Yeah, now we're upstairs and downstairs.
Upgrading, brother. That is so deadly.
Well, I've been running now for 30-odd years, Bummer Bicker Media.
Bro.
And we've been in this space here for about 20-odd years.
Jeez.
So, look, it's great. It's a tool. It's a voice for our people. We're very busy here in Cairns. We've got the Shauna Gimoy. We had that last night.
But the other
Yarrabah tomorrow for Yarrabah Festival.
Yes,
so it's a powerful tool, a deadly tool, and BBM's out there. Don't worry about that, my brother. So look, there's a beautiful track there, Wagga Wagga Woman, Waka Waka Woman. Now we got Pilbara Man. Tell us about Pilbara Man.
Pilbara Man is about, I guess, us carrying our spears. So for me, this brother that I wrote it for, Rodney Bosman, how you, my brother, somewhere down in Muggage in Brisbane, he was sharing testimony with me, and he said that he was blackbirded when he was a small boy from the Pilbara country, and they sent him over there to the Netherlands. And he come back, and he just said that he lived the life of destruction, as many of us witnessed firsthand.
Yes.
Going through that, but coming out of the other side of the day, it just inspired me to put pen to paper.
Mm.
And I come up with this song, and it's a celebration of, you know, placing down the beer and picking up the spear.
Okay.
Standing strong within, you know, our identity. And and that's what the song celebrates. And I said, it's a bit of a love story too. He's like, hey, but I'm not in love. I said, no, but it's okay for us to be
in love.
In love, you know. That frames us as peoples too.
Yes.
And that's what this song, and it's, you know, it's R&B. It's, I love them old classics like the Stevie Wonders and, you know, the Marvin Gaye's. And
sure.
I think it's drawn from that there too, those musical lineages, you know.
Okay. And like most artists, you use music as the tool, as the vehicle to share your experiences, but also educate people of the world about our culture. That's what I'm picking up, brother. Yes.
Yeah, about our culture and that, you know, talking to things about mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And about incarceration and about destitution and about, you know, our people being homeless and how do we combat that and how do we put in place measures to ensure that, you know, that identifying and knowing what the solutions are.
Yeah, sure.
And the solutions are, for me, I know that it worked for me, was reconnecting.
Yes.
Reconnecting but also appreciating family.
Because
when I was, you know, I had open heart surgery there 3 years ago, and the one thing that I wished for was only my family. I was like, man almighty. When you see the old people around your bed spiritually, you think to yourself, you've been down six times. in the theatre, then it's just like, okay, I'm close to home, I'm close to glory.
Yeah, exactly.
But how do you you respond to that when you actually make it through and just like, wow, did I just go through? I'm actually 56 kilos from 85 kilos,
yeah,
but I'm still here.
You're still here.
Praise,
yep,
you know,
exactly,
praise.
Praise, exactly, brother. So Pulborough Man, you Deadly Mob there, have a listen to this and we'll come back and have a yard here with Junguji very soon, too deadly.
Every woman gave all she could. Broken heart, she made you papa why, papa no good.
Pulborough Man, and that is Junguji, who's with me in the studio. That is a deadly track, brother.
Thanks, brother.
A bit of R&B, yes, I'm picking up there.
Yeah, bit of R&B at the roots. And that song, it went crazy in South America, man. It got 45K views and stuff. And I was like, hey,
too deadly.
South America, and it was just a... You know, I just included the old artwork. I painted a little story around the Pilgrim Man.
Yes.
And, it's an A1 thing, and it just fuses and it goes on this journey that, have a Dory on YouTube.
Okay, have a Dory on YouTube. Pilgrim Man, P-I-L-B-A-R-A. Man, there it is. Now, my deadly brother, outside your beautiful work as an artist and writing songs and delivering it, you went through some physical dramas and regarding illness. You just showed me a photo there, brother. So you had open heart surgery, is that right?
Yeah, open heart surgery. So I've been, and there's not too many other brothers that I've met over the years, maybe one or two that have lupus.
Lupus.
I know lupus within our female community that is quite prevalent.
Okay.
But within us brothers and stuff, they say for my case, I'm 1 in 20,000.
So what's lupus?
Lupus is like a new autoimmune disease, and you can live with it for a long period if you do the 1% as well.
Okay.
And that's, you know, just, you know, right dietary, mental health, you know, things of therapy capacity.
Okay.
And I've been living like that. I was telling that I've been sober for 7 years, and it's enabled me to overcome so many things, particularly coming out of my surgery to, you know, again, you know, put the beer down and pick up my spear and just have a, you know, just to identify, you know, what my true purpose is. And that's to, you know, continue doing what I'm doing with the music and with the visual art. And
So you've actually got a second chance of life.
It's a rebirth, brother, and I'm grateful, you know, every day, and I'm grateful for just the little things like family.
Sure.
I'm a grandfather.
Okay.
I'm a grandfather. You know what it's like being a granddad. That's just a whole nother level of appreciation of life, of love, of legacy.
Okay, so after this this illness that you still carry, Jungaji came to the surface.
Yeah.
Troy Beatty was the past and the bad living, you could say.
Yeah,
just now you're living good, is that right, brother?
Just the non-salubrious choices that I've made that, you know, kind of kept me emasculated, like chained.
Yep.
Chained down.
Okay.
To overcome all of that. And when I walked out of that hospital and stuff, I was 57 kilos from 85.
Mm.
But, I made a point to myself that if I make it through this, and, you know, when you're in a state, I went down theatre, you know, 6 times, and when you're seeing the old beautiful people around your bed.
Yep.
And you look around, you're thinking, okay, I'm close to glory, yeah?
Yep.
You know, so I prayed the last time I went down, and I come out the other side, and I just started dreaming in colour.
Yes.
It's weird, but it was like avatarish.
Yeah.
And it was all just illuminous.
Okay. And it was like, and here you are, Shine on Gimoy.
And yeah, Shine on Gimoy, and I'm sharing my testimony. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly, brother.
Tomorrow, and it's just grateful.
Yeah, brother. Beautiful.
Grateful, you know.
So you run with your cultural name, Jungaji, and that is the new foundation that you're building your life upon.
Yeah.
Okay, That's good medicine.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. 100%. And it's, it's appreciation. I mean, I'm just like, I've been learning through, you know, Uncle Graham, big shout out to Uncle Kwanji up there in Karanda, these last 20 odd years, and, it's a responsibility.
Yep.
And you can't, you know, fuse, you know, that hard culture with the hard living, because it's dynamite.
It is
and
dynamite.
It's blown up in my face many a times.
It's dynamite, brother. And you don't mind me mentioning, you did say to me off air about losing your son.
Yeah.
So your grandfather from his kids.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, so, you know, and, you know, it's a bit sensitive to talk to things like that. But I find that if I don't speak for those, particularly my beautiful son, he's spiritually within.
Yep.
He's a voice within.
Yes.
But he's no more longer here.
Sure.
And it's a space that I'm ordained to talk to and just to empower and just to share with people that you're not alone.
Sure. Exactly.
You know, you don't have to turn to things that are going to compromise
and
your way of thinking.
He lives in his two children, your grandchildren.
My beautiful grannies, bro.
Okay,
you know, and they look exactly like their father and their Uncle Dean, and it's just, you know, added spiritual and emotional, just motivation and, you know, man.
Too deadly, brother. Now, you mentioned Dean, your other son. Everybody knows Dean is a little Michael Jackson man, but he's 20 years old now.
He's 20 on Sunday. He's
he got the kimbies off now.
He got the kimbies off. Sure. Yeah, no, so he's been back and forth over to LA, just developing musically, artistically.
Good.
The label Mushroom, been just putting him in the right creative circles further enhance his songwriting and
lovely.
Yeah, we're excited for him.
You're excited, fantastic. So you Delhi mob up there, Jungaji. We got him here in the studio. He is performing here in Cairns at Shine on Gimoy tomorrow night. So look, we're giving away 2 tickets for that for your mob here in Cairns, Far North Queensland. 2 tickets, 6:30 p.m. Tomorrow night on the Esplanade. So if you want to call BBM, first caller in gets the 2 tickets and the number 1-800-422-416. and you call in before 5 o'clock this afternoon. First in, best dress, first cab off the rank, and you get two tickets. Watch this Deadly Brother in action.
Yeah, man, it's happening tomorrow. We've got Emily Warhammer this afternoon. Yes. We had brother Dan Sultan last night. And Dizzy Doolin, the Briscoe sisters, and I think young girl from Warrabinda, Maisha.
Maisha, there is on a beautiful Sunday. lineup. And also big shout out to Yarraba in regarding Yarraba Music Festival. BBM, we're going to be over there tomorrow afternoon. Kicks off 3 o'clock, so it looks fantastic. Can't be two places in once, brother.
Oh, I wish I could be over there. Yeah, yeah, but two over the mountain, over the range there.
My
love to all them. Beautiful. I've seen, I can't even think of a name, but yeah, big love to them all.
Yeah, to Deadly Brother.
Averina Johnson.
Averina Johnson, yes. Thank
I seen her there last night.
Deadly artist, entrepreneur, deadly businesswoman.
Your way.
And my brother, look, good yarning with you. Good to see you back here in Cairns, bro. Thank you for coming to Bummer Bipper Media, brother. We always jam your deadly songs, brother. So we'll keep doing that, my brother. And we'll yarn soon. Have a good gig tomorrow night. What do you say? Break a leg?
Break a leg.
Break a leg.
Yeah, don't break a tour.
That's it. Do that tomorrow night. And when you finish gigging, are you staying in? How long are you staying in Cairns for?
I'll probably stay till Wednesday.
To Wednesday,
a couple of families to see and just reacclimate. And then I've got Dini Boys South by Southwest, which is the biggest music festival in the Southern Hemisphere next Sunday. So
next Sunday.
I'll go down and support my lad, put on daddy hat.
Cool. Daddy hat, beautiful.
Yeah, man.
Be the best you can be, my brother, Jungle G. Thank you very much. We'll yarn soon. And look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, cuss.
Thank you for having us, brother. Cheers.
Too deadly. So beautiful yarn there with that deadly brother, Jungle G. And you listen to his music. Check it out on Facebook as well to what's happening. And YouTube, JUNGAJI, Jungle G. And he is kicking goals left, right, and centre and living life to the fullest. Had open heart surgery. They ain't stopping this warrior. He's going all the way and live your life to the fullest. To Deadly Mob and Trendy Trev, going to sign off here for today's program. I thank you very much for your company, Mob. Good yarning with you all. And the vehicle I use regarding communication, National Talkback. Big shout out to Bummer Bipper Media, BBM 98.7 FM, and also NERS National News Radio Service. As I mentioned earlier in the week, and for those you don't know, here in Cairns, I'm running for local government. Just to let you know that, Division 4 it is, for Cairns Regional Council. So there it is, and I think need a bit of colour in there, but fantastic. I've been a man here in Cairns for 45 years, high school sweetheart, beautiful wife Jackie, and beautiful kids, four kids, four grandkids, so local boy. And I'm capable of doing the job, is what I'm thinking. So all your mob in that area, yeah, check it out. Otherwise, check out trevor.tim, div.4 on Facebook, and you'll see me and have yarns. Talk to me. Find out what's going on in this space. But thank you for your time, you mob. Too deadly. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and yarn it very soon, and have a great weekend. Thank you, Bob. Too deadly.